This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you can count on Washington for anything right now, it's that you can't count on Washington for anything right now, at least in terms of consistency. Internal party squabbles, real policy differences, you throw in a special prosecutor and a congressional investigation or two, and the potential economic costs start to add up. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
Political instability.
I think it's reaching the point where it's of Watergate size and scale.
Turmoil.
Mr. Speaker, our democracy is at risk.
And drama.
The entire thing has been a witch hunt.
That was Senator John McCain, Texas Representative Al Green, and of course, President Donald Trump. Whatever you want to call it, all the muss and bluster can take a toll on the economy.
Politics affect the economy in a million ways.
Alberto Alesina is a professor of political economy at Harvard. In developing countries, he says, political instability can be disastrous. See Brazil, where the economy has been pummeled by government corruption scandals. Here in the U.S., no one's talking about economic meltdown. But
there's been some talk about impeachment of the current president. That would be a source of big political economy uncertainty.
And the economy does not like at all, uncertainty.
The uncertainty aspect is a major factor behind a lot of investment decisions.
Barry Bosworth is an economist at the Brookings Institution.
Investments, in almost all cases, quite a long-term decision that the business has to make.
And it can be hard to make long-term decisions, like whether to build a factory, buy computers, hire someone even, when you don't know what kind of policies or politicians might be around the corner.
Investment is the most volatile component of GDP.
Investment accounted for about 16.5% of the economy last year, still off its pre-recession levels and down slightly from 2015. But many economists aren't convinced the turmoil will have that much of an impact.
I think people overplay the sensitivity of the economy to political shenanigans.
Dean Baker is co-director for the Center for Economic and Policy Research, a DC think tank.
And part of the story is at this point, people are used to it.
As breathless as coverage seems, tumult out of D.C. isn't new. Think back to the debt ceiling debates, the Clinton impeachment hearings. Even, he says, if you look back at Watergate and President Richard Nixon's resignation.
To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first.
The economy went through a severe recession that began in the middle of the scandal. But, says Baker, the causes of that recession had little obvious connection to Nixon's stepping down.
So I think in the U.S., better or worse, I think there's enough sense that, okay, the economy is basically going to be there in pretty much the same way, regardless of the outcome of the political, you know, conflicts at the moment.
Some economists think the partisanship we see from D.C. these days adds a level of certainty to the economy, certain that no big change is coming fast. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.